This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. Woohoo! And what a great day it is going to be. Before we go any further though, big thank you to Jess and Andy for Three Chords and the Truth.
One brilliant
radio radiothon show.
I kept on running in saying, I love this song. It's so daggy, but it's one of my favorite daggy songs. So well, thanks guys.
You do love your daggy. You do love your kitsch, don't you?
Yeah, I certainly do. But they also played some very, very good songs
today. Certainly do. Yep. Always some beautiful, soulful music. Now, I did mention it is a special, special show today.
Isn't it, David? Is. It's all about, ta-da, Radiothon 2017. Now, if you haven't already joined as a member, do it now on our show. We want to get more than anyone else. We want more people to sign up on this show than any other show. We have got Andy Kay, the most amazing indigenous artist out there already. He's actually painting on river pebbles, and each person that either signs up or becomes a donor on our show the next 2 hours, one of these will be for you. And they're like little paperweights, you know, like that you can use it or just sitting on your desk or whatever, you know, like how special to have Andy Kay do it. And all you got to do is become a member or donate on this show today.
And we have a lot of people that listen to the show, funnily enough, into the arts, David, and very much involved in the arts.
Oh, darling.
So it is your chance to own a piece of art for yourself. And to start your collection or add to your collection. So we would love to hear from you out there and leave a comment with us as well. You can SMS 0427JOY949.
And then later in the show, who have we got following?
Well, Neil, who have we got?
We have, after Andy, we have the Gregorian brothers.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, wow.
If you know anything about them, classical guitarists, that's Slava and Leonard, and they'll be coming in to, well, have a bit of a chat, I think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if we're lucky, maybe they might even play for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, only if people start signing up. We're not going to get them to go out of their way to come in here and play a couple of songs for us if you don't sign up or donate on this show today. That's you got exactly. 2 hours, people. Get on that.
Get onto it now.
Get onto computer. Don't wait till last minute.
And you know, like, so you're going to hear some amazing music from these very talented brothers. I can't wait to hear about all the fighting they did growing up and all that. But then Andy, as I said, is painting these rocks for, well, pebbles. They're more a large size pebble. So, you know, like, why wouldn't you sign up on our show? But then there's all the other amazing prizes as well. A car, a trip.
Car.
You know, like, come on.
Exactly. Get amongst it. Yep. But it is also, you know, Radiothon is a great chance to hear people's stories, and we're going to be hearing from Andy and about how he got involved in Joy and what
well, that's a very interesting story.
Yes. And
what he's been able to give back to Joy as well.
And our own personal journey through our community.
Exactly right. And, you know, one thing that I'm very much grateful for, you know,
What's
on top
that?
of giving back to my community is the chance to share my opinions on film.
Oh.
And it's very, you know, I take it very seriously, David. I know we joke around with it a lot on the show.
And people love your reviews.
And people really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, I'd always love to hear a bit of feedback from people, whether you agree with me or not.
Disagree with him.
So I think that could be a bit of the fun today if people want to get involved with that. I'd love to hear from you through our social channels.
What are they?
Well, we can get onto it. 0427JOY949. Email onair@joy.org.au. Or you can leave a little message with Marcus on the front desk, 1300JOY949. But make sure you get onto the website, joy.org.au, to sign up or renew your membership. It's really, really easy. I guarantee it. But I've gone to see a couple of films this week, David.
Okay.
And I won't lament on them too much. But the reason I'm bringing them up is because, you know, it is such a great chance to chat about films that have come out. And you know how obsessed I am with horror films.
Oh, you are. I think you have a problem. What's your mother's telephone number? I need to tell her.
Well, she's already had to deal with a phone call from me this morning for Mother's Day.
Oh. What a
good son you are.
I am a good son sometimes.
Oh, you're a good boy.
But I made the effort to go see the new Alien movie, David.
Oh, one of my boyfriends are in that.
Oh, yes, Michael Fassbender.
Yes.
He's in it twice, David.
He's in it twice?
He is.
Not once, but twice?
No, he plays two different androids, and it's not giving away too much.
Okay.
And he gets to play an American and a British version of the same android. Well, technically, they're different androids.
And good? Is he good in the role?
He is wonderful.
Do you know what? That's what I love about him, is apart from, you know, he's really cute, apart from everything, is that he's such a, you know, like, he's not a snob actor because, you know, like, he does Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. He's Macbeth. The movie version of Macbeth is absolutely amazing. Mm. But he does all this stuff, you know, like all the Wolverines he's in as well. And, you know, he did a romantic one about the lighthouse. Yeah. You know, he does a bit of everything, doesn't he?
He does.
But he seems to like his sci-fi.
Yes, but I think as long as the role is well written for him and well written, and this is, you know, a continuation of, well, one of the roles in this film is a continuation of his role from Prometheus, the previous film, which is still playing as a prequel to Alien and that series then. So we're still sort of playing in the past a little bit with what's happening here. And the director, Ridley Scott, has come back into the fold to direct this film as well.
Yeah.
And from all accounts and from my perspective, it's gone more into the Alien territory than more sci-fi, discovery kind of film. The alien plays a prominent part in this one again, which is fantastic. But it let me down a little bit with this one, unfortunately. I did not fall in love with this one.
Oh.
I can only give it 2.5 stars out of 5 for this. It's funny because I thought it was going to go in more of the Prometheus direction, which is, you know, sci-fi, and sort of questioning the meaning of life. And it has a bit of that, but if anything, it gets a little bit bogged down with the alien things. And I never thought I would ever say that in my life, but, I feel like there was almost too much. Either too much or not enough at the same time.
Right.
It sounds really weird to say, but if they were going to make a real alien film, make it completely about that and have it more about being, you know, more about the aliens and less about the philosophical stuff. And if they were going to go for the philosophical stuff, take it to the full tilt. So yeah, I didn't think it did both well enough.
Okay.
I don't know, to make it worth it.
Ah.
Which is very disappointing. But 2.5 stars, that's enough.
Now that's a bit tragic for you.
It's tragic.
Yes, and you're like, if there hasn't been 2.5 people that have signed up by now, you'll be in trouble, listeners.
Exactly,
so
right.
Get out there and sign up for Radiothon.
And sign up and let me know if you agree with me on Alien Covenant. But another more feel-good film that I went and saw is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I'm a little bit late to this one, David. But
okay, but you are a bit slow, though.
Yeah, this is true. But seeing as we are here for Radiothon, it's a very joyful occasion. I wanted to see something, you know, fun and a little bit silly, and this one delivers in spades. So,
because, you know, like, often the second round of it, they're often not as good.
Exactly.
So, they do the job?
They do, yes. but with this one, I think it's wonderful. I think it's really, really good. So, I think... go out and see it. Really, really go out and see it.
Okay,
it has been around for a while. So, you're on John 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine.
Hey, this is Caleb.
And Georgia from Broots. Support Joy 94.9 this radiothon.
Become a member by simply calling 1300 Joy 949.
Or sign up online at joy.org.au.
It's a fiery track from Beth Ditto here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. What a hot track that one is. That's one of her new ones. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9. And we're on fire for Radiothon today. Yes. And speaking of fiery things, we've got a beautiful, well, there's in the picture it's red, but a beautiful Holden Astra RS automatic.
Whoa, that's a damn good car.
A beautiful car, yep. And you're going to be looking very stylish driving around in that one. So all you need to do is head to joy.org.au and sign up, or you can renew your membership until June 30 and go into the draw to win the Holden Astra RS. What a fantastic prize that is.
Absolutely. You know, and come on, people. We want you to sign up. We go to so much trouble to get all these amazing guests in to talk about the arts on this program that we want you to give back now by becoming a member on our show or giving us a donation.
Yes, you'll feel better for it, I guarantee.
Yeah.
Now, this is, as I said at the start of the show, a great chance to hear people's stories about their connection to Joy, but it is also about a chance to share our stories, and we may as well start with the newest member of the team, Neil. Tell us a little bit about your Joy journey.
Okay, now, well, Joy for me, I've moved to Melbourne from Perth about...
That's what's wrong with him. There you go.
Oh, I thought I'd just cross over the other side, you know. So I moved over here about 17 years ago, 2000, and straight away, I think one of the things I learned about was Joy 94.9. Now, and that was the gay lesbian radio station, and I started listening to it. And from that point...
Did you know about it in Perth?
No, I didn't. It was only when I moved over to Melbourne that I actually discovered that it actually existed. And that was when Joy was still based in South Melbourne at that time.
Yep.
And I made a few inquiries about joining up, and I never really sort of followed through. I started with most things. I don't follow through too much. So
we see, that's a lot of our listeners and a lot of our people in our community. They're a bit that way inclined, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, like we're gunners, but we think, oh yeah, Joy, you know, like Joy does really well and all that. No, it costs us a lot of money to stay on air. It's a if you've never been here, you've got to come and check it out. Mm. We are a quality radio station. We deliver quality stuff on air for you guys, and even though all the on air people are volunteers, it costs a lot of money to transmitters and you know, and there's always something breaking down because we're using it yes. 24 hours. You know, like stuff breaks down all the time. Yeah. Like for instance, when we went digital with with our playout. Mm. DPO, that cost us, I think it was something like $50,000 to do that. You know, $50,000, where does that money come from? Hmm. So, you know, like that's why we need your support to become. So you should have become a member earlier, Neil. problem.
I'm sorry. I'll probably put the station a bit behind the schedule as far as... let's make up for it, basically. So what I did, I did join up and I was a member, but I wasn't really sort of actively involved.
Not everyone has to be. No. Just becoming a member is one of the most important things.
And unfortunately, I was one of those sort of people that let it lapse. So, don't let that happen to you.
Another red mark against your name.
It's terrible, isn't it? But I did join back up again about 5 years ago.
Yay!
And then from there, I started listening a lot more. And I think for me, anyway, Joy was my link to the community because I really didn't have much of a link anywhere else. I came here for work. I made friends through work, but really I didn't get involved in the community, but I sort of felt this need to have an involvement in the gay lesbian community.
Yep.
And so, and then obviously this, my contact with Joy on air was the main contact I had.
Yep.
And I think, through personal anxieties and everything else, if that was my easy way of getting in to the community. Mm. And I did. I felt like I was linked, even though I was only listening and through there. And then slowly I thought, you know what? I think I can actually, I wouldn't mind giving back a little bit to the community and giving back to Joy, because after listening and making me feel a little bit at home, as being a gay man, I thought, okay, let's see what I can do. So I did the Taste of Radio last year.
And right, how did you find out about it?
Yeah. That was actually, I did from the website, I found out that the Taste of Radio, mm-hmm. and also the timing, it just never quite worked out for me with work schedules and things like that.
Because it is hard when you've got a full-time job, isn't it? If you want to get involved with Joy.
It was. But then I think also in the last few years, Joy's actually increased the number of radio sessions. And so it made it a bit more accessible for me.
Mm, yep.
And so I thought, okay, and a friend of mine did it a year before, and he was telling me how great it was. And I thought, okay, this is something that I really should follow through. So for once in my life, I actually started to follow through. And I enrolled in the course, and I absolutely loved it. You know, I met some really, really interesting people. Really friendly and nice. And as soon as I walked through the door, I just saw, you know, people were just friendly. They were nice. They were helpful. They were really inclusive. And then once I got involved in the course, and then I came on this show, mm-hmm. you guys were so welcoming that I just thought, okay, now this it's almost like home. I just really felt like I belonged here, and yep. I actually wanted to stay here.
And you're on the front desk now as well.
I also help out on the front desk on Saturday afternoons. So yep. I just thought, now this is something I really wanted to be a bit more involved in. And it actually makes me happy being part of Joy. So, I mean, I know it might sound a bit corny, but it really does. And I think that's something that I really enjoy, and so now on weekends I enjoy coming to Joy and seeing the people, and every week I meet different people and new people, and they're all just so friendly that I just love it here at Joy, and it has now become part of my community, and I hope for a long time, basically.
And why do you know, I'm putting you on the spot, why do we still need Joy, Neil?
Well, and that, I think that is one of the big reasons, Brendan. I think it's a sense of community that we have, not just for the people who work in Joy and volunteer, but I think for all the listeners, because I think I've been on that side as a listener, and even just listening, even once or twice a week, you sort of feel that connection, because you get lots of people with stories of their own. You also get that diversity of people in our community. I think we all recognize that being inside a community, that this is our community, but when you sort of look inside, there are so many diverse people and groups that I think that's something that, you know, that we need to keep a sort of keep in contact with.
Yeah, keep a dialogue.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I learn a lot of new things coming back into the community, because it's been years since I've been involved at all. So I think that's why we need Joy. It's the diversity that's provided, a sense of community. And there's also still a lot of work to be done about equality as well.
Exactly.
And that's right. Something that I think I've become a little bit more passionate about. You know, I mean, I think when marriage equality first became an issue, personally, I thought, oh, do I really want to get married? No, I'm not really quite sure. But then that sort of, I think as dialogue went a bit further, the discussion became more involved, I thought, no, it's not about that. No. It's not just about marriage. It's all about equality and the fact that, you know, there are people out there who still discriminate and use that as a reason to discriminate. And I think we need to remove all the reasons that are out there to end discrimination and provide equality for everybody.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's one of the reasons I think that we still need Joy.
And how do you sort of feel as someone that's volunteering and actually giving back to the community, giving back to Joy? What kind of a benefit does that give you on a personal
level? Well, on a personal level, I actually find that it's, but like I said to you, it makes me happy, which I know might not sound like much, but because I work full time and you know, I sort of get involved in a lot of work, I think being happy on the weekends, getting me sort of involved, it actually provides me the balance, you know, like when people talk about work-life balance, and you know, most times people talk about that when they talk about families and children, and being a single gay man, this is how I provide the balance in my life. You know, I work in a 9-to-5 job, which is, you know, very sort of, facts and figures based, because I work in finance, and then I've always had an interest in arts, and this provides me that avenue. And you know, so I think just by coming to work on the show and the work of the program, I've become a lot more involved in just even just going to events more, you know, to go and see things. I've sort of just taken that step a little bit more, mm-hmm. which provides me that balance, you know. So I'm starting to see theater a little bit more than I used to before, and I'm really enjoying it again. I used to do it in my 20s, and I used to really love doing it, then sort of somehow, you know, everything else, like life gets in the way of everything else, and so you start falling by the way. And now this has provided me with an opportunity to get involved again, to start doing things that I enjoy and I like. And that's what Joy does. And that's what Joy's opened up, that whole new sort of world for me, basically.
Yes. And speaking of opportunities, you have taken the opportunity to sign up, haven't you, Neil?
I have, Brendan. I thought to myself, this is the perfect time to renew my membership. So I have just renewed my membership. So please, listeners, follow by my example, mm-hmm. and renew your membership and be in the chance to win the Holden Astra.
Yes, and there are a lot of other giveaways as well that we'll get into. We have a second prize, a MotoGP 2017 VIP experience, and third prize is the Midsummer Festival VIP package for 2018, which will be on our doorstep in no time.
I think the MotoGP one also involves Mick Doohan, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes, it does.
It makes it even more interesting.
Yeah, you're his VIP guest at the event.
Can I tell a little story about Mick Doohan?
Sure.
On the Gold Coast, I was part of the Naval Brigade, David.
Naval?
Now, yes, yes. Kind of like cadets.
I know what you mean.
And I dressed up in my full garb for a new little museum for Mick Doohan on the Gold Coast. It was right near our barracks. And it was absolutely wonderful.
Okay.
And he is a lovely, lovely guy.
Well, and it's achieved amazing things.
It certainly has. Get involved with that, or you can win a car as well. But make sure you get on to joy.org.au. Find out all about what's going on at the station, but most importantly, sign up or renew your membership. And we would love it. We'd love to hear from you as well on 0427 joy949.
Coming up, it will be Andy Kay talking about his experience with Joy and being an artist.
And he's going to tell us a little bit more about his what he's doing for us today as well.
Absolutely.
For Radiothon. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Hello, this is Asha Keddy. Show your support for Joy and become a member of this Radiothon. Call 1-300-569-949.
You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine, Dami in Fighting For
Love. Oh, yes, because that was last year and now this year.
Well, she performed last year. That wasn't the track. But
right.
I thought that was a good one because we are fighting for equality. We're fighting
absolutely.
For love. And we still need Joy.
And that's exactly why we need Joy, because there are so many issues within our community that we need to keep fighting for, that we are the real voice. And we're a voice that's out around the world. Because people will listen to us online or through the smartphone apps. And then just listening if you're in Melbourne. So therefore, we're reaching out because the person that won the car last year, Neil,
was from
Perth. Which is amazing.
Now, we have mentioned the prizes that we're giving away at the moment. And you mentioned at the start of the show, donations are so important to us as well.
Yep.
So if you do donate $10 to Joy until June 30, you'll go into the draw to win a 9-day cruise to New Caledonia.
What?
I know.
What? Wow.
So get onto that because that's, what a great little backup prize.
Come on, people. Why aren't you doing it right this very moment?
Oh, well,
do it.
We've got a David from St Kilda that's just signed
up.
I wonder
wonderful.
Who that could be.
What a loyal listener he must be.
Now,
there's a few Davids from St Kilda.
I'm sure there are, David John Hunt. Now, friend of the show, friend of Joy, just a wonderful person all around and a fantastic artist. Andy Kay, thanks for coming in.
Hello.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Now, what are you doing as part of our show? You were invited to what?
Paint river stones.
Right. In your classic dots?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I had to use nail polish, which I happen to have lying around. Not no, because the acrylic paint will just slide right on.
Right, okay. Yeah. And this is a special offer that we're offering anyone that donates or signs up on our show for the next hour and a half. And you've come in specially to do it as well. Which thank you so much.
Pleasure.
And you've given so much back to Joy. You're from Queensland, aren't you? Actually, none of us in this room are from Melbourne.
No, I'm actually Tweed Coast, which is New South Wales.
Oh,
it's
right.
Sort of on the border with Queensland.
Okay.
So my people are borderline.
Yeah, well, that explains everything about you, Andy. you grew up in that part of the world. What was it like as a gay man?
It was a small town. When I was growing up, it's a much bigger town now and there's a lot less discrimination.
Yep.
But I was in the closet when I was living at home and I didn't come out until I left for the big city.
Yep. Yeah. And where was that? Was that Sydney? Because you
that was
Sydney.
Brisbane initially. Brisbane. Right. That's where I got my start in radio.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. What radio station in Brisbane?
That was AAA. It's the Indigenous station up there.
Right. Yeah. Okay. And how important was it for you to get part of a community radio station in Brisbane, especially one that was part of your heritage?
It was because it was a voice for the Indigenous population, yeah, and music that were to most of their tastes, not all of them, because everyone has different tastes, but
yep.
Music that they wouldn't hear on commercial stations.
Right, okay. Yeah. And then you got involved in art. You know, like, how long ago did you realise that you were an artist?
Well, I had painted all my life.
Right.
From a young child. I learnt symbols and stories from, you know, older siblings and aunties and uncles, all relatives. And then when I was living in Sydney, I did some sample paintings and I took them to a shop in the Queen Victoria building.
Yep, that's
QVB.
Right. Yep.
Yep. And they ordered a dozen paintings just off two samples.
Wow.
So that was how I started. And then I built up a rotation of several galleries so that once I supplied one, and then went around and supplied all the others, it would be time to come back to the first one again.
Right.
Because they would sell out.
Very smart as well, because you've told me over time that you actually don't like to flood the market with your art, that you're a little bit more selective where you put it. And so therefore there's times where you back away a bit because you don't want to put too much of your art out there.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there is a lot of art out there. I used to courier my works to the galleries, but now I like to take them in myself so that I can see what other artists are doing at this point in time.
Yep.
Yeah, so it keeps me, it's sort of on my toes,
right,
art-wise.
Now, also on that level, you obviously are a very prestigious artist because you have two paintings, not one, but two paintings in the United Nations building in New York.
Yep.
And also one in Paris?
Yes, in Paris, also in London. There's one of the largest works I've ever done, which was, meters by meters, is in I think it was a politician that bought it in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. So here you are, living in Melbourne. When did you start listening to Joy?
Pretty soon after I came to Melbourne, about 9 years ago.
Why did you move to Melbourne?
Was initially for an exhibition, but I fell in love with Melbourne.
Okay.
And I was living in Sydney at the time, and I love Sydney as well, but I love both cities for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think you can really compare them.
Right. Because we're so different.
Yeah.
As you said. You have a partner. He's a gorgeous man, and he must be a saint if he puts up with you. His name is Ian. And where's Ian from?
Ian is from Canada.
Yep. How did you
meet? Somewhere in the middle, Winnipeg.
Somewhere in the middle. You must know where it is. Have you been there?
I haven't.
Right.
No.
Oh, okay.
I sort of don't do long-haul flights anymore. I'm a bit over it because I've travelled a lot already.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he moved to Melbourne with you?
No, he moved here 20-something years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you met in Sydney. You actually
We did meet in Sydney. He went up to visit with friends for Christmas. We met. There.
Okay.
Yeah.
And here you are, you're in this wonderful relationship. How many years?
Almost 9.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And how did you get involved in Joy?
Well, I was listening. The first time I heard Joy was where I ran into a friend from Sydney at a shopping centre, and he lived very close by, and three of us would go and hang out at his place some afternoons, and he would have Joy on, and that's the very first time I heard.
Right.
And so I kept listening at home, and then I heard David and Sue.
Oh,
I've Friday
heard
Drive.
Not a great way to start your Joy.
Hey, watch it.
And they put out a call for a newsreader because their existing newsreader was moving to Sydney.
Right.
So I put my hand up and came in, and yeah. That was 4 years ago this
right.
month.
And how much fun we had that when you were part of the team.
I know, when the microphones were off.
Oh, the things we'd talk about, the fun, the laughter. You know, when those microphones would go back on, the laughter would continue on and people would go, what were you laughing about? But it was so much fun, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun.
We involved a lot of people. So why do you think that we still need Joy?
Well, as you said before, because the fight is real. Your voice, your radio station says it all about Joy. Joy is the voice for people that don't necessarily have one. You know, the issues that we're still fighting for are, you know, gay men are not allowed to donate blood because of, you know, in spite of their sexual history, because of the fear of HIV transmission. Young people who are, you know, coming out are more likely to attempt suicide. Yeah, just a whole list of reasons why we need Joy to be the voice for people that don't necessarily have one.
And also for those countries overseas where, you know, like the persecution is still going on. If we're actually talking about it on air and making a strong point about it, that somebody out there around the world, because as we said, you know, people are listening to us all around the world, might, you know, pick up on it. And you know, like we're openly talking about it here where, it must be so terrifying. Imagine if you were, you know, gay in some countries.
Yeah, especially where it's law.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be horrible.
But, yeah, it's so that you don't feel alone as well because, you know, you can turn on Joy and, you know, because we have LGBTIQA shows running.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's something for everyone to make them feel that they're not alone.
Brilliant.
And now you're not alone in terms of being a volunteer for Joy, you know, newsreader. Now you're doing a daytime Joy as well.
Yep, Tuesday afternoons, alternating with Darren.
Yes.
Yep.
So, you know, why do you still need Joy, or what, you know, why do you want to keep giving back to this wonderful radio station?
Because the station needs it. It needs volunteers and it needs money. Mm-hmm. And we get that through our memberships and donations. So, yeah.
And you're now also part of a Saturday show, which is a gardening show.
Yeah, Gary Wilson, the Gazman. It's called Our Garden. He approached me and said, did I want to do the show with him? I said, yeah, sure. I love gardening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, we'll come back and talk to you in a little while about something you're involved in that we've actually spoken about on this show, the Sunday Arts Magazine. It's a wonderful festival that's running right this very moment in Melbourne. As I said, you're on Joy 94.9.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. It is Sunday Arts Magazine, our special Radiothon 2017 edition. And we're having a ball here. Hope you are out there as well, wherever you are listening and however you're listening, through the Joy app or on the radio or online, however you want to do it. Make sure you get in touch with us, 0427-JOY-949. But before you get to that even, head on to joy.org.au and sign up or renew your membership.
Yes, come on.
Now, we've got a little message in, haven't we, Neil?
Yes, we have.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Now, Tim Lennox, who I think has had a lot to do with Joy, just,
we had him on the show.
Emailed. And just commenting on the interview, I think that it was actually my discussion about my story.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying how he enjoyed that and also how much of a reminder that is for renewing memberships, a good example for renewing. So hopefully that's other people will think the same thing.
Yes.
And maybe people are thinking about renewing and getting online to do that.
Getting online. And there's so many reasons to do it.
Exactly.
But top of the list is supporting the station.
Because we all still need Joy. And that's what that's
And you can also auto-renew. So that it renews automatically every year. That's what we do.
Thank you for that. And that is Andy Kay, who's also a guest with us at the moment. Thank you, Andy, for reminding us of that.
And it is a great thing to do with the auto one. It's just out of your mind then. You can sign up and...
No. Exactly. Don't do it that way. You know, like, sign up on Sunday Arts every year.
But
yeah,
I mean,
that's when you got to do
it. Sign up now and then do the renewal.
Yes.
I actually think that you can actually sign up for Radiothon even if you have an auto renewal. I think
yes.
It's actually over...
Or donate. Donate on our show. Next year or this year. Come on, people, donate.
Yes, and I think is it this right? Every $10 you donate is an entry into the draw for
the cruise. Yeah.
So if you donate $20, that's two entries.
Exactly right, Andy.
So I've never
been on a cruise. So donate $100 and that'll be 10 entries.
And take all your friends.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. The multiples of 10. Doesn't really matter.
So, Andy, as we were talking about you as an artist, you're also in volunteering with a festival that started... about a week ago now, hasn't it?
The Yirrumbuy First Nations Arts Festival.
Right, and this is the very first one.
Yep.
And I've forgotten his name. Who's artistic
creative
director?
Director. Yeah.
Is it Ben?
It doesn't matter. An amazing festival. Tell us a little bit about it, or what you know about it.
Well, it's not just Australian Indigenous Arts Festival. It's international.
Yep.
So we have guests. I mean, yesterday we had guests with the one I was involved with from Taiwan, from New Zealand, and also Indigenous Australians.
Right. Okay.
But well, they're, you know, Indigenous Canadians.
Yep. So, you know, like, it's an amazing festival. So you've got to get involved in it. There was a promo I heard on air just a while ago, the big dance party in Fed Square next Thursday, which sounds like a hoot.
Yeah. I think that one's going to go off.
Yeah. I think,
yeah, because there are a lot of international visitors that will like to party.
Yep.
When they're all wrapped up.
Yeah. So is that the end of the festival? Is it next?
I'm not sure. I think it might be.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you've also been out at the airport picking up people because you're a translator.
Oh no, I didn't end up doing that, but I did translate for, the Black Dance. It was the National Indigenous Dance Forum.
Right.
Which was held at the meat market.
Yep.
And it was the first time I'd been there, and I loved it. But I did some running around translating to French for them there.
So how many languages do you speak?
Well, I'm quite fluent in French, and I speak bits and pieces of several other languages.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you smart ass.
But I find languages, I find them quite mathematical. Mm. And if you work out what the sum is to get to a meaning, then you can just take out words and replace it with other words.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah, he is so clever.
Yeah.
Now, you're also doing, and I don't know how far down the track you've got, that you're actually doing 3D painting.
Yeah.
How's it going? Because, you know, like, you've mathematically, you've had to work that out as well.
Well, the paintings are, they're two-dimensional.
Yep.
But when you put on 3D glasses, they have a 3D effect.
And so it's your dots in your Aboriginal
and, I mean, without
painting.
The glasses, they're,
just look like the normal...
Normal paintings. Yep. But with the 3D glasses, they sort of have
it
depth.
It takes on a whole new... So, obviously it takes a lot more time and effort to
paint. It does, because you can't paint with the glasses on. So it's sort of like, trial and error of getting the colours, because the depth that works on the spectrum, so that a red will look very close, but blue will look very far away.
Ah, okay.
So if you have a red next to a blue, the red will look like it's very close in the picture.
And when do you think you'll get some pieces ready to exhibit or to sell?
As soon as possible.
But you've got so much else on your plate.
Well, with the Yirrumbuy Festival at the moment, and also it's a pretty busy week for me with Radiothon.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's on the back burner for the time being.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you. And as we've already said, that anyone that becomes a member or donates today, you're actually painting a river pebbles, and each person gets one if you donate or become a member today. And nice little, like just to sit on your desk or wherever. I know exactly where I'm going to put mine.
Look, my partner's going to kill me if I say this wrong, but it's in Yiddish they call it tzatzkas, which are just like little things that, dust collectors.
Oh, dust collectors. I've got a lot of them with all my snow domes and whatever. I've got a lot of stuff like that around. I dust a lot. I really do. Okay, thank you, Andy. And
pleasure.
So we're going to let you get out there and continue painting. For all these people who haven't yet, but we need you to sign up.
Yes, please sign up.
And
or renew.
Or donate. Yes.
Joy.org.au. Easy peasy. Get onto it. Our fabulous listeners, you're on Joy 94.9. We're going to hear from Leah Michelle right now on Joy. Love is Alive here on Joy 94.9. Sunday Arts Magazine is the show. Radiothon is our deal today.
Who was that?
That was Leah Michelle. Love is Alive.
And if you don't know who she is, well, there's something wrong with your people, and that's why you need to sign up, because she was part of Glee.
She was the big
star of Glee, and it's gone on for huge success.
Yes, she has. And I don't know if we mentioned her when we had Fortune Feimster, who featured on Glee, but it would be interesting to find out if she was as much of a diva on set as she has been reported to be.
Oh, well, was she? I thought she was a nice girl. Is she a diva, is she?
I think so.
We need to find out more, I think.
Well, I think we do. And I'm disappointed that Fortune Feimster didn't let us know that she was on RuPaul's Drag Race this week.
So she
was one of the guest judges, right. Not one of the performers.
Do you know, I think she did tell us off air.
Did she?
Yeah, and she said, I don't think I can say it on air because it's not on.
I must have missed that.
Yeah. Well, that's unusual. You missing RuPaul reference.
I know, my ears, you know, prick up as soon as
no,
I
No, she definitely
RuPaul.
Did say it now, come to think about it.
Well, she was wonderful on it. I love that. Now, as I mentioned, it is Radiothon 2017, and we need you to get involved. Head on to joy.org.au and sign up if you have never become a member before, or renew your membership and get your automatic membership going for each year. Why not make it during Sunday Arts Magazine?
Exactly.
I can't think of a better time.
And as you said, if you sign up during our show, Andy's kindly painting some river stones for us, or for you, actually. So put one with you, you know, put one there for yourself. Right.
Now, you know, a little bit of information. We are only one of three full-time LGBTI radio stations, so it is very important that people sign up and renew their memberships, donate, and keep us going. You know, the line around here is we're on air, but we don't run on air.
Yep.
So we need your support to keep us on air. And basically, just give me an avenue to give David, you know, crap each week.
Yeah.
Please do it for me.
Hello.
And for me, and entertain myself as well. Listen to these two guys go on, okay?
David, I'm going to put the focus on you. You're in the spotlight right now. We heard about Neil's story to do with Joy. Yep. And I want to get in touch with your history with Joy, because you've had quite a varied history working for us and volunteering a lot of your time for us, not paid.
Yeah, well, my story goes back because I was, you know, like my background is the music industry, and I worked for record companies. And I was working for a record company when Joy wasn't full time. And you know, like, and it was, you know, on air, off air, because that's the way the government made you jump through hoops. And so therefore I was aware of it. Then I moved back to Sydney, and then I moved back to Melbourne, and it was full time. And I was working out of an office where, I was doing some work for them, but my own work as well. So I was in an office separate to the rest of the staff. For no reason. It was the only office they had spare. And they were always saying, oh yeah, we're going to fill this other office. They never did, but it was great because I was, you know, totally by myself. And so therefore I need somebody to talk to or to listen to. And so I started listening to Joy in that office, and it totally won me over. It became my friend. You know, it really did. And I was hearing important issues within our community. And issues that a lot of them still haven't been resolved, like marriage equality. And I'm talking about, 12, 13 years ago that was now. And, you know, like, and I thought for sure that, we would have had, a marriage equality 5 or more years ago. And here we are still lobbying for it. And I then all of a sudden thought, I want to be involved in Joy. So I got involved, and I actually came here to work. And I actually worked for Joy for 8 years. You know, I was a paid staff. Believe me, you know, like, you don't earn a lot of money when you work for Joy, but that's part of it. And I was totally comfortable with that. And then just after a while, I got sucked into being on air. I'd been here about 3 or 4 years before that happened. And Sue, who I did Friday Drive with, she actually said to me at a party, they were looking for new Drive presenters. And she said to me at a party, oh, well, I said to her, you should go after one of these shows, because she was doing Hear Me Roar, a women's program. And she said, yeah, I want to, but there's no one that I want to do it with. A few people have approached me, and I went, oh, there must be somebody. And she said, well, there is. And I said, well, ask them. She said, will you do it with me? And totally shocked me. I was really surprised. I didn't have any idea. And we were only sort of friends, and then we became ridiculously good friends, and we brought Andy Kay into the fold over the years, and so many other Joy people. We really like to engage our listeners, and we've got to know a lot of our listeners, have become good friends of ours. And then when I stopped working here, After a while, I thought myself, I really want to do an arts program. And that's when we think it's about 3.5 years, don't we? We're not 100% sure.
But I'm going to quiz you more about that. We've just got a couple of messages and I'm going to be getting more of that information out of you very soon, David, on Joy 94.9 at Sunday Arts Magazine. Joy. You are tuned into Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. Brendan, Neil and David with you. And I'm grilling David a little bit about his Joy history. Now, we've just got to the point where you've pitched a... Well, actually, tell us about how that happened. It was a bit of a fortuitous accident for Sunday Arts Magazine,
well,
wasn't it?
Like, I was already doing the Friday Drive with Sue, and, you know, we were probably into our fourth or fifth year at that stage, and steamrolling along really well there. And but I always... My big interest is the arts, and I felt that there wasn't enough of the arts on Joy. There is bits and pieces, and we were covering a bit on Friday Drive, and a few other shows were like a Saturday Magazine, do the odd arts story. But I just felt that there really need to be a concentrated arts program. So I put in an application, and they went, yep, thanks, for the next grid, we'll see how it goes. And all of a sudden I was approached saying, look, somebody is pulling out that's doing a sort of an arts program, pulling out because of work commitments and health. Would you like to start before the grid, the next grid? And I went, yeah, okay, I could do that. Oh, well, good. Can you start next week? Can you get some guests for us? And I went, oy, oy. And I did. And, And then, but it was only in our show at that stage. So we did, and we, like we do on this show, we don't have too many views, although sometimes there is a few, but we like to give each interview that we're doing a real go so that we find out a lot about the people. And then after about another year, we ended up, with a 2-hour show, which is fantastic. But I've just had so much, joy to use the term boom, boom, that how much other people have got out of this. I've got one of those voices that people often recognize, and I'm on a tram talking to somebody on the phone or a friend on the tram. And somebody will turn around and say to me, you're David from Joy. And I go, oh, yeah, no, thank you. You know, like, it's been so good, everything that you've talked about. And you're like, and your coming out story, mine, because it's so stupid because I came out so late in life. But, hey, we've all got silly things that we do like that. And being so honest and open about it. And I went, well, yeah, but that's why I do it. I do it for our listeners, and I do it for our community, and to spread the word about our problems, but also to celebrate all the wonderful things in our community as well. And this is it. You know, we did the launch the other night, the Radiothon launch, down at Rabata's, and it was a fabulous night. And we had Rhonda Birchmore, who's a huge supporter of Joy, and she told us that last week when she was on our show. We had Trevor Ashley, who flew down from Sydney specially for our show, and what a show he put on, And then we had this up and coming star, and he is a star. This Neil, you heard him sing.
He had such a wonderful voice.
He's got the most amazing voice, and I'm talking about Josh Pinnaman. He's going to come in on our show in the next few weeks. He's just landed the male lead in The Beautiful, which is a Carole King musical, which starts in Sydney and then eventually will get here. But this guy's a real talent. He was in the 10 Tenors for many years as well, and he's toured around the world with Cats and other shows. And he's recording an album with John Foreman, and a lot of it is going to be singing in French and Italian. And like he sang on Thursday night, Wicked Games, Chris Isaacs song, but he sung it in Italian. And what a voice, what a powerful performance. And he's the most loveliest guy with it. And these are the things I want to do. You know, we were there as a community, and these people were part of the community performing for free for us to make money on the night. And everywhere you look, there were people that I've known over the years from Joy, or I was meeting new friends, and it was just a real treat. And that's what makes it so special.
But you're so right. You know, Joy isn't
isn't just about focusing on the things that we're fighting for, you know, in a negative sense. It's the stuff that we have to celebrate as well, and whether that be from the arts, whether it be sport, whether it be whatever, things that affect human beings, but in a positive way as well as negative. So it's a privilege to work on this show, from my perspective, being able to share, you know, such great stories with people.
Yeah.
And, you know, up and comers as well that are, you know, making waves in the industry.
Yeah.
And people like Rhonda Birchmore who have, you know, carved out such an incredible career, but still give back to the community that supports them.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's a wonderful thing. Get in touch with us on 0427JOY949. But more importantly, get onto joy.org.au and renew your membership or sign up if you are a new member. It's super, super easy. Get on that. But we're going to have the Gregorian Brothers a little bit later in the show. We're going to be asking about why we need joy as well. So stick around for that. You're on Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine, and that was Hi-Fi Sean and Crystal Waters. You might remember that name, David.
Yes.
A new track called Testify. And it is all things Radiothon 2017 on Sunday Arts Magazine today. And someone who is very, very important to the show, and
very
we can
important.
Vouch for this,
yep.
Is our next guest, Julia. Thanks for coming in for a chat.
Oh, dear, I didn't think I was going to be here for, like, a 20-minute interview.
No, we've dragged you in because, you know, it is such an important part. Joy, you know, we're kind of known for our podcast now. You know, they're available on all of the podcast, you know, sites and stuff. I can't mention the actual name. But, you know, podcasts from Joy are available. I even download our one through a specific podcast provider.
Right.
To listen to. And the woman responsible is you, Julia.
It's me, yes. And Jason's told me to chop them up now, the interview. So I have separate bits and pieces.
Okay.
Starting from probably today's one.
Oh, fantastic.
Bit. Yeah. So expect that little snippets. Yeah. I'm not sure if I'll be taking some of the banter between you out. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll put it all in one little.
Yeah. Right.
That'd be a show on its own, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
How did you get involved in Joy?
Well, someone suggested I go. I was aware of Joy and I listened to it every now and again, but then someone said, oh, why don't you go and join because I've got a bit of time. So lo and behold, I, you know, applied, got in, and here I am.
And so, you've first started off on the desk?
Yeah, I'm still on the desk on a Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you got involved in podcasting after that?
Yeah, I did the Taste of Radio course.
Yep.
I was thinking can't really think of anything I want to do on the radio as yet, so I learnt to do podcasting. I already had an idea I had to use the software, but yeah, and so I've got two shows now. I'm sure Jason would want to put another one onto me, but it's so hard doing this one because it's so dense, so full of interviews and
we
stuff.
We do get a lot covered in the
yes.
show. And you do an amazing job, not only of editing it together, but summarising it as well on the website for people to sort of look through and read exactly what is going on.
Yes,
and
yes.
That would take a fair bit of time itself.
It does. And I have to say, now that I'm going to be doing this chopping up and stuff, I might have to shorten those bits and pieces.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I think that's fine when it comes to interviews. Well, given my daytime background, we used to have to do really, really snappy
editing,
you know, two or 3 minute talk breaks, and we're not that concise.
No, we're not. Yeah. But we just wanted to come in because you're going to be on Robert's show after us. I don't know why you would want to be on that show.
You're not allowed to say that. Certainly not while I'm here.
Yeah. but you're a fairly good friend of Robert's.
Yeah. We made friends on sort of mutual interests, and he's a very amusing guy. Yes.
Yeah. He's
and
good
Lance.
Fun.
Yeah.
And Lance is on with you as well, which is great. So, but we just wanted to thank you because we won't take too much time because you'll be in soon.
Yes.
And just thank you for being part of our show. behind the scenes, and it's a very important part of our show too. So.
Oh, thank you. You're very welcome. And I really do enjoy listening to it because there's a lot of interesting things which I mean to go to most of the time and often don't. But, you know, it's good to hear about what's going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. And we'll thank you for the next 10 years
doing
it. And we hear you're going to Italy, so, you know, like, lucky you.
Yeah, we might have to hear all about your arty adventures in Europe.
Oh, yes. Well. Yes, so I can be a guest.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, definitely.
I can podcast myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, it is Radiothon. Get on to it, joy.org.au. Sign up or renew your membership. It is super easy. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Anthony Kalia. Support Joy 94.9, this radiothon. Sign up online at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine, our special radiothon edition. I'm Brendan, and Neil and David are with me.
Yes, yeah, so
and
come on, sign up.
Sign up, joy.org.au, and go into the draw for our fabulous prizes, including our major prize, a Holden Astra, and you can get a bright red one, I'm assuming.
Well, no, maybe it's not red. I think they just use...
I want to get a red one.
You want a red one?
Of course I do. Oh, okay. They go faster, David. Don't you know that?
I'm going to accommodate a red one.
Now, David, we promised at the start of the show something a little bit special for our listeners.
Yep.
And we've followed through.
Yep. Well, maybe we won't put them on air if people don't sign up.
No, like, we do have two gentlemen in the studio, and I'm certainly not talking about you and Neil.
They're looking shocked now, going, what? We just went through a traffic jam to get here. Now you're not going to put us on air?
Oh, I think we will. We've got Slava.
Please sign up.
Slava and Leonard Gregorian, thank you for coming in.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
What an honour to have you guys here, and you know, on such a special occasion as well. And as I said, it's a treat for our listeners to hear you both talking and hopefully performing in a little bit.
Hopefully
as well.
Performing. Now, you know, like, what an amazing career you guys have had, you know, like, and family. And your father, this new album, he's been heavily involved in this new album.
That's right. He arranged all of this music, and he's, you know, apart from teaching us from a really early age, he then took on the role of being our kind of permanent arranger. So for the last 15 years, pretty much every album has seen some material of his.
Yeah.
And this album is, you know, one big project of his, I guess.
Now, you were off doing your own thing there for quite a while, and then all of a sudden, you know, like, the younger brother, you drag him in. And you're like, why?
To be perfectly honest, it gets incredibly lonely. You know, living that life, and I did that for many years, and, you know, you're traveling on your own, you're on stage on your own. As soon as you finish, you say hello to a few folks, but then you're on your own again. And I was getting very tired of it. I was so lucky in that, you know, around about that same time, Lenny had, you know, turned into a wonderful player. He was still only about 14 at the time, but we started, playing our first gigs together. And I knew that, you know, musically this was going to be so much more exciting, and we get to share it together.
So, Lenny, what was it like, you know, like when all of a sudden you stepped onto that stage with your big brother, who, you know, it was a bit of a household name already by that stage? Was it, you know, like, you just think, I'm going to show them. I'm going to show them how good I am. And you're like, that he's nothing compared to me.
Yeah. No. I'd love to say that was the case, but there's a 9-year age gap between us. So, you know, I started playing when I was 4 years old, and at that stage, Slav had already, you know, he was a good player. So I was always behind in that sense, and I always knew that. So my, you know, the ambition was to practice and get as good, hopefully, as Slav, and then we could, you know, one day play together. So, you know, I think we missed out on a lot of that kind of rivalry sort of thing because of the age gap. We were never in direct competition, and, you know, then I developed and got better, and, you know, to this day, there's never a sense of any sort of competition or anything. We're always, you know, we both have a similar interest, but then we have, you know, other things that we enjoy listening to, and I think we all bring it together, and it, you know, seems to work out pretty well, I think.
And do you like having someone on the road as well, like Slav was saying, having someone to share the moments with?
Yeah, look, I mean, I've never really done this by myself. I mean, I've done a bunch of things by myself, and, you know, with other musicians and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, being on the road with your brother is just amazing, and we have a really great relationship. We're sort of best of friends as well. So, you know, we're very lucky. I mean, we always, you know, interviews, we always wish we could come out and say that we, you know, we're
fist
fights every night.
It is a point.
Yeah, I know. But unfortunately, it's all very rosy.
Speaking of interviews, you know, it is our Radiothon show. You know, how important has it been to go on community radio stations and, you know, share your music with people and share your words as well?
Oh, crucial. You know, really, that's something, especially when we were starting out. I mean, this was our only vehicle of, you know, getting some of our music out there. So, you know, in Melbourne, the classical music independent networks like MBS, and, you know, we've always had support from public stations like that, and you know, that was our way of getting out there in the beginning. So we do it as much as we can to this day.
We mentioned at the beginning about your father, that he's been involved with some of the tracks on this new album. Mm. Yeah, and he, you know, he's been in very much part of your careers. What's it like as a real family unit?
It is, and it's sort of, I mean, in a strange way, it's getting better and better. You know, we're enjoying each other's company, I think, as everyone gets older. We're laughing a lot more, and we're working a lot more together. So, you know, this album has just come out, and we recorded this in March. And then about a month later, we were actually back in the studio in Adelaide with the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra recording another album of music that he had also arranged.
Oh, okay.
So we sort of had, you know, 2 hours of ridiculously different music that he's been involved with, and two projects side by side. So the sort of thing that could really bust up a family pretty quickly. but you know, we kind of, it was difficult, but we sailed through it, and we, you know, still enjoy hanging out together, which is great.
Lenny, tell us a bit about this new album. It's called Songs Without Words. And how many songs have your father been involved in?
He arranged all of them.
But didn't he write a few of them?
Not on this particular album, but right. He's also a composer, so right. he has written for us in the past before on previous albums. But this is all existing music, but not something that you ever have heard on two guitars before. And so they're, you know, a lot of this music, they're quite popular themes that people would know. I mean, not everything, but, you know, generally, it's, music that was originally written for voice and maybe piano accompaniment or something. And, for us, you know, as guitarists, singing on an acoustic guitar is very hard to do. I mean, not literally, it's impossible to do that, but the attack on a guitar is very, quick, and the sustain is almost non-existent. So it's something it's quite a challenge to play this sort of music. It's a lot of it is quite simple, but to actually make it, you know, sing, so to speak, it was quite challenging. And, you know, thankfully we didn't actually have to sing this music either. So it would have been terrible for everyone involved.
All right. So you're going to play a couple of tracks for us today. And thank you so much. What's the first one, and the why have you chosen this one?
The composer is the great Russian composer Tchaikovsky.
I think I've heard of him.
Yeah, who, of course, never wrote anything for the guitar at all. But we another project that Dad worked with us on was an all Tchaikovsky project a few years ago, a work of his called The Seasons. So we got into this sound world quite a few years ago and fell in love with the music of Tchaikovsky. And with this new theme in mind, we looked through a bunch of songs. And this is actually one of the earliest songs originally for voice and piano that Tchaikovsky composed.
Okay.
And it's called None But the Lonely Heart.
All right. Thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. What was it, the piece called again?
None But the Lonely Heart.
Oh, all of a sudden your microphone's
falling apart. What a stunning track that was. And, you know, is that the kind of vibe that you're going for through the whole album this time?
It is. I mean, it's all very ballady and song-like. There's a set of seven popular folk songs by Manuel de Falla, a great Spanish composer, and they, you know, there you hear a little bit of flamenco and a lot of sounds that people associate with a guitar, but the rest of it is like that. It's a world that we love to inhabit.
Now, you were performing on Friday night at the NGV, which is part of their Friday night sessions, I think it's called, or
yes,
something
yeah.
like that, which is part of the Van Gogh exhibition. What was that like?
It was great. It's amazing it's wonderful how popular this series is. There apparently were 2,000 people there that night, and a few different acts performing, and it's very, you know, it's very kind of casual. People walk through the exhibition at their own leisure and go to the bar and grab a drink and see whoever is playing at that moment. So it's beautiful.
But it would be very different for you playing in front of a crowd like that, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, I guess the way they were sort of passing through is different to what we normally experience. They were lovely. Lots of people were there for the music.
And being there with, Lenny, with such a famous artist in the room next door, you must pinch yourself sometimes and think, wow, you know, like, this is pretty impressive what we do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're so lucky just in general. We have played in so many amazing venues all over the world and, you know, and particularly, you know, art galleries and things like that. And, you know, you really feel that history. And for us being in a place like that on Friday with such amazing artwork around us, it definitely, you know, it's very inspiring and, something that we really enjoy doing.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to actually look at the art while you were there as well?
Or very briefly, but it was, yeah, most, it was pretty much an in and out sort of thing.
And plus it would have been so crowded that it was probably better to go back.
That's right.
On my way in today, the buzz around out the front, you could just see that it was obviously very crowded inside that building on a Sunday afternoon. Of course it would be. So they're doing great stuff. Now, you... Adelaide Symphony Orchestra, what are you doing with them?
A very, very unusual project. We recorded three different concertos by Bach.
Oh, okay.
For two guitars and orchestra. And one of them's the very famous double violin concerto. There's a double harpsichord concerto and one of the very famous solo keyboard concertos. So, again, stuff that you don't associate with a guitar, but, you know, for us, such a treat to be involved and, you know, being surrounded by music, by really great composers.
And are you going to perform it with the orchestra, you know, like when it's released?
We will be next year, so people are looking at scheduling that in for the second half of next year at this stage.
Yeah. Now, Lenny, you were saying that, you know, like you're travelling around the world a lot. You know, what's it like, you know, on the road? You know, it must be better now that you've got each other for company. You know, is it still a little bit lonely, or do you get bored with the constant travelling?
No, look, we love it. And, you know, we travel with our manager, a great friend of ours as well. And, you know, it's a...
Oh, it's not a relative?
It's not a relative.
What's wrong with you?
I know. We thought we'd keep that
to draw the line somewhere.
But he's basically a relative. I mean, yeah. So we all get along so well and we have a great time. But, I think aspects of that maybe get tiring, older you get, sort of.
Going through the airport.
The airport
rigmarole, that's the worst part of it.
It's getting worse, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. We're only playing these guitars, but we travel often with a huge sound system and have, you know, a dozen pieces of baggage and going through, bizarre little airports all over the world with all of that stuff can be a total drag.
That's tiring.
Yeah, airports can be tedious, full stop.
Mm.
Okay, you're going to play another song for us?
Sure.
What's this one?
This is one that has a slightly different feel to what we just played. This is by the great French composer Gabriel Fauré. And it's called Après un rêve. It's a terrible French accent.
And we'll dedicate this one to Chris in Hampton East, who signed up as a member as well. So thank you, Chris. They're supremely brilliant, talented Gregorian brothers. Slav and Lenny, thanks for coming in.
Thanks
and
for having us.
Now, thank you. That was from Songs Without Words, your new album. And what was that track called again?
That was Après un rêve, After a Dream, by Gabriel Fauré.
Now, you're on the road so extensively. You've just been here in Melbourne, and then you're heading off to Perth playing Government House, then off to the National Gallery in Canberra, then Brisbane, Adelaide. Yeah, like you're just on the road so much. Mm-hmm. How much of the year do you tour?
Oh, look, it's pretty, you know, pretty regular. It's not intense in the sense that we're not playing 6 shows a week. We like to break it up a little bit, but it's, you know, we're doing something every week, and when we are on the road, it gets a little bit busier. We've got a tour in July with Katie Lang, which we're really looking forward to.
Excellent.
And then the wonderful flamenco legend Paco Peña. We're touring with him in August. So lots of
that's
exciting,
a busy year.
Unusual projects for us.
Yeah. Well, thank you again so much for coming in on this important Radiothon day for us. And congratulations on this new album. Absolutely love it. We'll be playing tracks off of it in the coming weeks.
Oh, great.
And it's called Songs Without Words. Go out and get it now. Look on their website to find out where they're going to be next if you're listening to us anywhere else around Australia. And again, thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
Susan.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine, Radiothon 2017.
Joy 94.9.
Belly of the Beat on Joy 94.9. It's Sunday Arts Magazine. That's one of my favourite artists, Grimes.
Oh, yes. I haven't played her before. You do. You like Grimes?
Well, I do like Grimes, but I don't think I've played her before, so I thought I'd give that one a try.
Okay. Oh, I thought you had.
Maybe I have. I
think you have.
You're probably just getting mixed up with Lana Del Rey or something.
Oh, I'm sick of hearing her name. Oh.
Well, I'll have to play her next week just to... Oh, no, you're going to be away, aren't you, Dave?
I'm going to be away next week, yes.
But you're here for a special Radiothon. Yes. 2017 edition, and I guess it's my turn to talk a little bit about my joy history.
I think so, Brendan.
So what do you want to ask me? Ask away, guys.
Well, you're sort of a country boy in a way, aren't you? You're from the Gold Coast.
Close enough. It is an overgrown country town. Yes.
Well, no, it's not. It used to be, but it certainly isn't anymore.
Yeah.
So what was it like actually coming out in a you know, like that part of the world?
Well, I think I actually had it quite good compared to a lot of people. I came out to my two best friends in year 11 and their parents as well. So they were very supportive. And
and you told your parents too?
Well, not until I was 20.
Ah,
no,
so the friend's parents knew.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I feel a little bit bad looking back on it now. But mum knew, and she just gave me crap for the guy that I dated because she knew what was going on.
Right.
And she didn't like his mother.
Oh.
Because they were bingo enemies.
Oh.
So, you know how it gets.
No.
Very similar to trivia enemies, I'm sure. But no, it was, school was fairly good for me. You know, it wasn't the best, but I came through pretty unscathed, funnily enough. You know, there's a lot of preconceptions of, you know, the Gold Coast and country areas, but I suppose not everyone has, well, no one has the same experience as one other person.
Oh, look, I grew up in a real rough and tumble part of the world, Port Adelaide in Adelaide, and I didn't have a problem. There was one kid that gave me a bit of grief at school, but I was pretty well liked, and I was a sportsman, and you know, I really didn't have a problem.
I think the only thing that came for me was, you know, connecting with, you know, other gay people. That, you know, that was the harder bit. And you know, back in, even in my day, it was sort of meeting people through online and all that kind of stuff. And you know, Joy was sort of on my radar at that stage, but
On the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd heard about it and knew a little bit about it, but you know, didn't really understand its impact until I moved down here about 5.5 years ago. And I just saw, you know, the effect it had on people's lives. And then I got involved. Well, actually, long story short, I reached out to a friend's boyfriend at the time who was helping out with Fender Bender on Joy. So he was nice enough to have me just come in and sit in and see what they were,
okay. You know,
what they did, how a show ran, what buttons they pressed. And that was my first instance at Joy. And I actually spoke with Anastasia on the phone as well.
Right, okay.
And funnily enough, I stuck around. but Carl Minnell was actually highly influential in me getting involved as well, because he was doing the trivia at DT's, and I sort of picked his brain about, you know, if he'd done Taste of Radio and what it had done for him. And he said, yeah, just do it, give it a try. And, you know, eventually I did. I sort of signed up for the next round, and, you know, four or five years later, I'm here. But in that time, you know, I'd tried out, I'd done the radio, Taste of Radio, done a bit of Fresh Air, you know, sort of startup show.
And because you're a journalist in your day job as well, so in a way what you're doing here is similar to what you do.
Well, I got involved with Joy around the same time I was studying journalism, because I'd already done communication studying up on the Gold Coast. So I got into journalism. And the two really went well together, and I got to see, you know, the machinations of how a radio station is run, and the, you know, the skill that goes into producing, you know, really good radio. So, it was great timing for all of that. And eventually, Mr. Paul Anthony, who is, you know, quite a behemoth at the station, was doing his Thursday show, and I helped out with him and started out very slowly. I would just sat in for a number of weeks, and then eventually I sort of piped up and started talking. And eventually I was paneling and co-hosting the show.
Yep.
And then got my own daytime show on the Thursday. Then I moved to Tuesday when Scott and Wes before them. And then moved to Friday afternoons, didn't I, David?
You did.
And I led into a great show, you know, Driving You Mad, Driving You Crazy, David and Sue. And that's where our friendship, yeah, I think we're already friendly with each other, but that's where our friendship sort of bloomed from. And and then eventually, as you mentioned before, started your Sunday Arts program. I was there week two.
Well, I invited you in to do film reviews, and then all of a sudden I thought, I don't want to do this show by myself, you know, and you were the natural fit. So
it's been a fun ride. It really has. But like I mentioned before, it is a privilege to get on radio and share my thoughts, connect with the audience out there. And, you know, I have so much respect for everyone out there that's, you know, that's listening, that interacts with us, that becomes members. You know, it's very, very important, you know, that support for us as a station.
And you know, like we have on this show, and we're proud of that's a lot of the guests we've had. You know, like all the big guns all come on our show and are happy to and want to come back, which is good, which is an important part for Joy as well. And again, it's, you know, a lot of queer artists we have on this show, because they know it's one place where they can come on and talk about their boyfriend or girlfriend or partner in any shape or form. And they openly do, you know, we don't really encourage it. They just come on and freely. And sometimes we weren't aware that, they were a queer artist, and they tell us on air. You know, like, 'cause it's something that you don't want to probe too much. And it's wonderful that people feel that comfortable about wanting to talk about it on Joy.
Well, I think it is a safe space for people, you know, in the studio and at home. You know, people can share who they are.
Mm.
And I think that is such an important thing. And we're not the only show. Every show on Joy is such a support for everyone. You know, as I mentioned earlier, whether you're into sport or whether you're trans, whatever tribe you aspire to, there's information out there. There's a family there. And, you know, it is very important that Joy represents that family for people that need it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So if you're not a member, or if you've let your membership lapse, please, you know, like now's the time, you know, like, and times are tough, you know, like financially, all organisations around the world are finding it a little bit tougher all the time. And you know, like, it's not much money to put your hand in your pocket to support this radio station. And become a member. You don't have to do anything. You can just be a member, and you know, like, you can become a member that will just automatically, you know, like, roll over year after year, or you can do it year by year, and donate as well, because We need that money to keep this station running.
We do. Get on to joy.org.au to sign up or renew your membership or to donate. You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9.
It's that time of the day again, the end of the show, Radiothon 2017 edition of Sunday Arts Magazine. And God, that's gone quickly.
It has. 2 hours just flies.
Time flies when you're having fun. But yep. A big thank you to Andy Kay, our wonderful artist and friend.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.